This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Public School District has updated its plans to address its financial problems. Milwaukee will likely replace its chief financial officer with an interim CFO. Milwaukee hopes to add temporary staff to fill about a dozen vacancies in the district's financial office until jobs are filled permanently this fall. Governor Evers says his office is vetting firms to do an independent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools operations. The governor calls the situation in Milwaukee critical and warrants a close look into the school district's financial and academic problems. Republicans say the audit should be done by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. Electric ambulances could be the next zero-emission vehicles. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure is not where it needs to be yet. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says local governments cannot use vehicles to collect early ballots like the ones that were used in Racine 2 years ago. Justices also ruled yesterday that local clerks can set up temporary polling places during early voting, but the locations can't favor Democrats or Republicans. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Duluth Police Department has announced it will add 10 area firefighters to its tactical response team. According to law enforcement authorities, the firefighters will be tactical emergency medical support operators to be the first medical responders on the scene during high-risk calls like active shooters or standoffs. The operators will receive specialized training on treating specific injuries that are more likely to occur in those high-risk scenarios. City officials say the program will officially start on Tuesday. The Duluth City Council has approved tax increment financing for the housing project at the former Duluth Central High School location. The financing is meant to assist the developers in addressing the infrastructure prep work that needs to be done of the site by paying them back with some of the property taxes collected by the city. With the approval, the developers are now hoping to begin their first phase of construction in August. The project will include 120 condo units and 220 apartment units. West Skyline Parkway in Duluth saw another dangerous crash this week. According to the Duluth Police Department, the single-car crash took place on Monday evening on the 3400 block of West Skyline Parkway. Authorities say the car went over the side of the road near a steep embankment, but luckily came to a stop before falling over. Duluth residents have repeatedly complained about safety on West Skyline Parkway, prompting the city to consider changes to make the road safer for cars and pedestrians. Authorities are looking for answers after a train partially derailed near Canal Park in Duluth on Wednesday morning. According to a Northern News Now report, two locomotives and a grain car derailed from the tracks near Railroad Street. BNSF officials say that nobody was reported injured relating to the derailment and there was no larger impact to the public. All of the equipment remained upright and the train was not carrying any hazardous materials. BNSF is currently investigating the cause of the derailment. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to drive carefully around work zones as construction kicks up for the summer. At a press conference, Department of Transportation civil engineer Jacob Claggs spoke on his experience in the aftermath of a crash in St. Croix County that killed two people, surrounded by nine traffic cones with a black ribbon on each to represent work zone-related deaths in 2023. Officials are reminding drivers to slow down and pay close attention when traveling through a work zone. The City of Duluth Workforce Development has received grant funding to pilot solutions to get young people out of homelessness. According to a WDIO report, the grant funding comes from an organization called Youth Prize, which aims to promote the successful transition of young adults experiencing homelessness to a more safe and secure adulthood. Participants in the program will receive youth-directed services and cash stipends to support housing stability, provide job training and education, and encourage entrepreneurship. Lake Superior College will be hosting a variety of summer camps for area students, including a Gen Cyber Camp for students in the STEM field. According to a Northern News Now report, the program will allow middle school and high school age students the chance to get hands-on experience with things like building a PC, programming, mobile app creation, and some cybersecurity. The program is run by graduates and alumni, allowing them to give back to students who are interested in developing the same skills. First Lady of the United States, Dr. Jill Biden, will attend an event in Duluth on Thursday afternoon. According to a Northern News Now report, Dr. Biden is hoping to energize senior voters to get to the ballot box in November, and the Duluth stop is just one of many in a series of events planned across the country. A press release from the Biden-Harris campaign said senior voters played a key role in their victory in the 2020 election, as they vote at higher levels than other groups with over 10 million voters in battleground states. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Preston likes the new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their mini camp with their final practice. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gets down to the details.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing in his system. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass and everybody has a responsibility in each call or anything. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
NBA Finals, the Celtics win again, this time 106-99 over the Mavericks. Boston up 3-0 in the best of 7. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. Baseball, the Brewers host the Reds tomorrow night after beating the Blue Jays 5-4. It's their 6th series win in a row at AmFam Field. Willie Adames.
It's great. I mean, obviously, every time we play in front of our crowd, we always feed off from their energy. And, you know, we're doing a tremendous job here at home. Hopefully, we can continue to do that and, you know, sometimes carry that to the road.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Last weekend, Bad Boys Ride or Die stopped the bleeding at this year's summer box office. Hollywood is hoping the trend continues as they look for another win when Inside Out 2 opens this coming weekend. Some prognosticators say the film will take in $100 million+ worldwide. It is expected to overtake Bad Boys at the box office. Bad Boys opened last weekend with $56 million domestically. The original Inside Out garnered a 98% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and the sequel is currently pulling 90%. Those 8 percentage points should not make a difference. Also opening this weekend is the dramedy Treasure, which is not reviewing particularly well, and the Julia Louis-Dreyfus film Tuesday goes to wider release and has reviewed very well. If you're in the mood for a documentary, check out The Grab, a critically acclaimed film about corporations and mercenaries trying to grab remaining food and water resources at the expense of the general public. That does not sound very funny. Have fun at the movies. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 Ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there is an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There is an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. If you're a John Grisham fan, you might have something binge-watchable right around the corner. USA Network announced it will turn Grisham's 1995 novel, The Rainmaker, into a series. The book was also made into a movie of the same name in 1997. The film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Matt Damon. Variety reports that the TV series will continue with similar themes of David versus Goliath legal situations. Can you imagine sleeping through a fire? Henry Winkler almost did. The Fonz was staying at a hotel in Dublin when the fire alarm went off, and it was not a false alarm. Winkler initially thought it was the clock radio alarm he was hearing that had been set by the room's previous guest. He tried to go back to sleep and finally woke when 6 fire engines showed up from the Dublin Brigade to put out an electrical fire. Winkler praised the fire department's quick response and took a selfie with them. Ironically, he slept through his actual alarm the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, a low of 56. Sunshine on your Friday with a high around 80. Friday night, partly cloudy and a low of 59. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 75. Warmer Sunday.
It's 67 right now.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.